The Club of Rome then held a press conference where they announced that the computer had predicted that the world was heading for a disaster.
From a very large number of computer runs, making various assumptions, adopting various maxima and minima, there is in fact a general forecast of a breakdown of world society in the first decades of the next century.
We regard the MIT report as an extraordinarily important initial pioneering effort. It's opening up a great new field of research, research on the world as a system.
The Club of Rome published a book called The Limits to Growth, which laid out Forrester's world model and its frightening conclusions. It was a bestseller, and it transformed the debate about the environment. Because Forrester's model offered a way of conceptualizing the problem that seemed to be scientific and therefore neutral. His vision of the world as one interconnected system seemed to transcend politics and the petty interests of nations. Then, in Stockholm in 1972, the United Nations held a conference for the first time ever on the world environmental crisis. And the international bureaucrats who ran it turned to this idea of the world as a system to provide the conceptual framework. The world needed to be managed in a new, non-political way to avoid the threat of global collapse.
Now, this is the beginning of a debate. Nobody's decided precisely what the limits are. One can question whether it's 2010 where we all collapse or 2050 when we all collapse. But what is absolutely certain is you cannot run a planetary society on the total irresponsible sovereignty of 120 different governments. It simply can't be done.